There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Kicking off the second hour of the weekend edition, we are chatting right now with a gentleman who we were introduced to at the Spot Investment Conference, Tim Oliver. Tim is a very serious, sophisticated geologist who has a service that we think a lot of folks who are investing in the mining industry really ought to take a look at. Tim, tell us about it.
Well, I'm an engineer. My theory is that to build a mine, you need a geologist and an engineer. And in the junior space, the discovery part, it gets a lot of attention. That's the sexy part of the business. I think people like to be armchair geologists, and they love to read what my colleague Brett Cook writes. Then after the discovery, then there's the development stage. That stage is pretty boring. It's engineering. It takes a while, but it's necessary for a profitable mine. So my premise is that the engineering studies, the NI 43-101 studies, specifically the PEA, PFS, and FS, preliminary economic assessment, pre-feasibility study, and feasibility study, are equally as important to a profitable operation as the deposit itself. It could take 6 months to perform one of these studies, and they're full of data and drawings, and they're dry, and they don't get anybody excited. NI 43-101 is built on the notion that these studies are certified by a qualified person. And I think there's a belief that that requirement guarantees that the studies are correct and are accurate. And my message to the investors is that that's not necessarily the case. I'm doing some research right now where I've collected what I believe is a representative sample of these studies. And my research isn't complete yet, but somewhere in the very general area of about half of these studies, I'm finding fail to do the job. In other words, they fail to adequately or accurately give a picture of the potential profitability of a mining project. They're either biased or they're not rigorously done and aren't really what the paper they're printed on. So the message is, for the engineering part of the project, if you're looking at a development stage project, you're going to invest a lot of money, hire an engineer to look at those studies. Don't just trust that because they have the QP stamp on them that they're telling you the correct information.
Tim, I commend you for going through so many of these reports because, as you said, they are pretty dry and full of a lot of data that I think a lot of people don't quite understand or can't quite piece together the way that an engineer can. The problem is so many junior and even mid-sized companies, exploration companies, really live and die by some of these reports when they come out. They either raise money on them or it provides analysts and other investors out there to either invest or to pull their money out of stock. So these reports are hugely important, and we do see the major companies before buying out any sort of property either use these reports or fund their own reports. So right now, you've mentioned that you found a number of these reports as what you would deem not reliable. Can you give us a little bit of insight into what you look at or how you break down what is important in these reports?
When I first started contributing to Exploration Insights, Brent Cook's newsletter, the first and third pieces that I wrote covered what I called the top 10 signs of a bogus NI 43-101 study. And between that, the two issues, it was a two-part series, I outlined 10 criteria by which I evaluate studies. And that's where I built my score sheet around those 10. And real quickly, the first two have to do with the QP, qualified person. That's who stamps the study and says it's okay. And the first number one thing that I look at is the independence of the qualified person. The NI 43-101 only requires an independent engineer, that is somebody that has no financial interest whatever in the results of the study, for the maiden first stage study, the preliminary economic assessment. After that, for the pre-feasibility study and the feasibility study, the company can use their own people to do the study. And I find that to be improper. And in fact, the first NI 43-101, before it was revised in 2011, required independence on all stages of study. So that's the first one. And you know what? I haven't found too many that do that, so I have found some. The next is the QP qualifications. And there's an outline of what a QP, how a QP should be qualified. And it's a real minimal thing. 5 years experience and a registration as a professional engineer pretty much gets you to be a QP. And in my opinion, that's not enough experience to really do a good job on these. So I rank the qualifications of the engineer. The price that they use for the commodity is number three. We saw a study come out last May that used $1,300 gold. And by then, you know, it was pretty obvious that gold was less than that and going down. So that really tested credibility to use $1,300 per ounce. That's what I use, and I think most investors are going to look at that. That's a pretty clear, you know, red flag if you're looking at one of these studies. Nonetheless, it's one of the criteria. And then I get into some pretty arcane engineering and cost estimating tools. Like I look at the contingency that they put in there, and that's a part of the cost estimate. That's a rather arcane deal. I like to see a good, clear project schedule. How long is it going to take to get the permit? How long is it going to take to build the mine? And stretch it all out there and tell me when the money is going to be spent. I want to see it. And oftentimes you won't find that at all in a PEA. And even at the feasibility study level, there are studies out there that do not present that clearly so that the reader can see how the money comes up. You want to know where your maximum capital is going to be at risk in this project. So, also the last one, and it's a low priority one, but maybe it even approaches tech fees, is new or exotic technology. That's something that I think investors ought to be really cautious about. So, I didn't list all 10, but those are some of the ones that I look at.
I think that gives us a good breakdown of what you're looking for, Tim. And I guess another question that I have is, do you find that when you see a poorly performed study, whichever one it might be, a PEA, a PFA, or an FA, do you think that it lands more on the management of the company's shoulders or the actual company that they might have consulted to do that study?
It always comes back to the management of the company. You're only going to get the product from an engineer that you make them give you. I mean, an engineering company is like anybody else. They've got the A team, the B team, and the C team. When they're busy and they don't know who you are and you are just, you know, coming off the street, you may get the C team. And the top guys are busy and they may get a sidelong glance at a study, but it's done and they've been paying their bills and et cetera, et cetera. So ultimately, it's the management. You can get a good study out of an engineering firm, and you can get a bad study out of an engineering firm. Some firms are reliably good, but they have instances where I wouldn't trust the studies they've done. They've done a bad job on some. So very, very few bad engineering firms ever do a good product, but sometimes very, very good engineering firms do a bad product. So the owner has to make sure that the study is good. And as a self-serving pitch, that's kind of where I come in, because often owners are the financial people or geologists and don't have the background to really dig into one of these studies and find the flaws and see if it's going to really be a trustworthy and reliable body.
Thank you. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome back. We are chatting right now with Jeff Pontius. We're not talking about his company, Corvus Gold, of which he's a co-founder and the president of, but we're gonna get some advice from him, get some opinions, I guess I should say, from him as to what's going on in the markets right now, both the conventional and precious metals. Jeff has been a very active player for probably 25, 30 years in these particular markets. So he's a good guy to ask about what he feels the future will hold. The market has been all around the Mulberry Bush so far today, and we're recording this on Friday, Jeff. It was down 330 points here about 10 minutes ago. Now we're only down 297. We are right now at 16,693.25. Do you see this? I mean, if you don't call it a free fall, I think you're being a bit on the cautious side. Do you see this free fall continuing down to maybe the $400 or $500 level here imminently, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, Al, I think, certainly, I think the markets are driven by some real just basic fundamentals. There's more worry right now than there is optimism. And as long as that's the case, there are going to be people pulling their money out of the market to make sure they don't get crushed like we did in 08 or 87, like we were talking about. And I think that is going to just kind of perpetuate itself. And until Asia firms up, which hopefully it'll happen at some point here, and then that contagion sort of goes away from the broader market in Europe and the U.S., I think we're in for more downside. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see the Dow drop another 5% before things stabilize. You know, certainly all these things are good for gold, and we're in the gold business. So, but it's generally bad for the entire market, though. They're losing a lot of money right now, and they need to go to safe haven type investments.
Jeff, you mentioned Asia, and I think that's a big driver behind this decline. We saw over the last couple weeks the Chinese market's doing very poorly, different currency policies put into place over there. And I think that is finally trickling into the U.S. here, because we are all so connected. And until there is some strength either out of China or Europe, which I don't think we're going to see any strength out of Europe anytime soon, I think it's a different world for these markets. Not saying that we're going to go into a major collapse, but I think your call on another 5%, which would put us to about a 15% retracement, I don't think that's out of the question at all.
You know, as we talked last week, Corey, you know, what we really want to see is, you know, guys like you and I who watch the market, we want to see the trend. And we've got a couple weeks now of a pretty solid trend, and I don't see anything changing that in the near future here. And gold has made this nice step movement up, and I think it's just sort of a side effect of this. And, my feeling is there's a lot less gold out there as far as elasticity and flexibility to be bought and sold. So moves like this are just going to continue to support the gold market and keep moving it up, I think. And because people are looking for someplace safe to put their money. And if anybody doubted whether gold was a safe haven investment, they should just look at the last couple weeks of the gold chart.
I have to agree with that 100%, Jeff. You know, just to give you an idea of how volatile the market was on Friday, we started this interview about 10 minutes ago, and the market has dropped 40 points just in the last 10 minutes. Now we're back again to being down about 340 points on the Dow, and we're off about 31 on the S&P, about 93 on NASDAQ. So it is very, very volatile. I got to tell you, you know, Kathy and I, as you know, have been buying gold and silver and taking possession and keeping gold and silver for quite some time now, you know, and what's going on in the markets right now is a great example of why we do that. I mean, yeah, gold is only up $6 or so right now, but we're certainly not off the 2% or thereabouts that the conventional markets are down right now. So I think what's going on in the markets and has gone on this past week is a great example of why we buy and hold. It helps us sleep at night, Jeff.
Yeah, I agree, Al. We just had one of our directors come back from Switzerland where he met some investors over there. I was on the phone with him yesterday, and I said, what are they doing in Europe? He said, they're buying gold and physical gold because they're putting some of the portfolio into gold producers, some of it in gold explorers and so forth to get more leverage out of their investment. Mm-hmm. But the bulk of that investment is going into bullion.
I'm not surprised. Are you, Corey?
No, not particularly, but we do need to realize that the money isn't exactly flooding in there. We have had a good move, but this is, I think people still are very skeptical of putting their money anywhere right now, which is saying something, because I think the fear in the markets is starting to come in. We heard all year when the markets were moving sideways that, you know, they're still not looking that good. People have been saying that for a while, and finally that is happening. So I do expect money to be coming into gold. I just worry about a major drop in the markets also really impacting everything. What about you, Jeff?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Corey. I mean, we could have been having this discussion back in 08. And what happened in 08 was that gold got nailed like everything else when the real meltdown happened. You know, it was, I remember in 08, people were talking about buy the dips, buy the dips. These guys were buying dips for months, and they weren't getting any ups. And so I think that all of us as investors need to be careful. But when you start to look at what I consider the smart conservative money, it is looking for safe havens, and it's, you know, it's going to gold, it's going to bonds, it's, you know, what's interesting is it's not going to the U.S. dollar this week like it did last week. So, you know, what does that mean? That's a whole nother can of worms on the U.S. dollar side and this currency devaluation sort of craziness that's going on.
Well, the U.S. dollar is clearly an interesting market to be watching right now. Absolutely no question. You know, I want to tell you, the Dow, by the way, has dropped another 10 points just in the last few minutes, Gruff, to where it picked up 10 points. We're at 314 right now. Having said that, boy, volatility is the item of the day. I still like diversification, Jeff. Kathy and I have a little bit of real estate. We've got a fair amount of money in the conventional markets because they will come back as they always do. But my focus right now is on precious metals and precious metal-related investments. And I was on the record as stating that in our last newsletter that came out on November 17th. I think diversification in that direction is not a bad idea. Tell me if you agree or disagree.
Absolutely, Al. You know, people need to spread the risk, and we know there's a lot of risk right now, so everybody should be cautious about that. And, you know, as Corey and I were saying, you know, when it melted down in 08, it melted down all the way across the board. But when it came back very strong. So I think if people make smart investments, this is a time of opportunity probably.
And I think the overwhelming aspect is you need to have a certain time frame in mind, because if you are willing to go through that little bit of a drop or whatever the drop might be, then that upside is huge. But right now, people need to be aware that the markets are looking weak all around the world, and that is not good necessarily for any asset class. But it is one thing that some of them will come back quicker, which is always, or at least seems to be, gold. Jeff, always enjoyed chatting with you. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Chris Temple.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are joined by a regular contributor right now, Chris Temple. Chris, a big week for the conventional markets. Not big in a good way, I would say big in a bad way. We saw the Dow, NASDAQ, S&P, pretty much everything fall quite substantially throughout the week as we are recording this about halfway through Friday. Throughout the week, we have the Dow that's down over 3%, NASDAQ down almost 5%, S&P down over 3.5%. This is changing your outlook on what's going on, or at least it should be changing investors' outlook on the markets, correct?
Look, we've had since, I think, February, a fairly reliable trading range on the S&P 500, I'll use that, of between 2040 on the bottom and about 2130 on the top. And what I've advised my members to do on a couple occasions successfully, thankfully, is to, you know, play that range. We're using ETS for short-term trades. But Thursday afternoon, we broke below that on a closing basis. The S&P closed at 2035 and some change, as you just pointed out, as we're recording this, mid-morning on Friday. The Dow is down another 230 points as I'm looking at it right now. But not only did we break the bottom of that range, Corey, but the worrisome thing is the way in which we did, because more often than not, you would have, as we got down to the bottom of that range, the so-called buy the dippers that would come in and that figure, all right, we're down to 2040 again. Let's turn around and run it back up. And that didn't happen. In fact, Thursday, there were a couple of rally attempts, and then late at the end of the day, there was just that complete collapse. I mean, the worst point loss for the Dow and the S&P in 4 years, which, again, is continuing on Friday as we're recording this. So this could be taking us, ultimately, from a place where the preponderance of the views of traders was to buy the dip to now they're going to start selling rallies, or if this continues, just pile onto the weakness. And so as I pointed out some time back, that once we did finally get a correction and we saw the stock market not only bend but break, we could get that 10 or 20% correction in the matter of weeks, not months. This thing could really cascade on itself, and that remains to be seen. But so far, you know, nobody is wanting to be a hero and step in and buy now that these supports have been broken.
One of the big concerns, Chris, or I think a concern that needs to be on everyone's mind, is what the Fed is going to do. Obviously, this is hurting their chance of a rate hike, but we've also heard a few people say, actually more than a few, say the Fed is going to start up a QE program sooner rather than later. Where do you stand on this?
Well, you've got to ask yourself what the Fed's goal is. And the Fed's goal, as is the goal with the other major central banks, is to avoid an uncontrollable deflation. Because when you have deflation, and not only the prices of finished goods go down for consumers, but you start to see the deflation come in asset prices, as we have in the recent past. But on top of all the other problems that causes, Corey, it makes debt unserviceable that much more so, which is why central bankers always want to create at least some inflation, because it helps service debts. Well, that's their concern, and a lot of people, you're going to hear increasing talk in the next 2 weeks of what is Stanley Fisher going to tell us in Jackson, Wyoming. It's not a mistake that it's going to be Fisher, the vice chair of the Fed, rather than Janet Yellen, the Fed chairwoman, who gives the Fed's overall presentation, and it's going to be on the subject of inflation at the Jackson, Wyoming meeting that the Kansas City Fed sponsors out there every year. And people are going to wait and see if Fisher says even more forcefully than he did a week ago this last Monday that, hey, we're where we want to be with the economy on inflation. We are not where we want on employment, I'm sorry, but we are not where we want to be on inflation. And until we are, forget about any rate hikes. That's what the markets want to hear right now. And that's what would, you know, maybe provide at least near-term a bottom in the selling now that is engulfing stocks as well as commodities.
You know, being an avid market watcher every single day, we are seeing selling in the market right now. But you know what? It never seems to slip as much as you think it's going to slip. In light of what happens, you know, in the first half of the trading day anyway, you think, oh my gosh, this is going to be the day. I mean, for example, as we're recording this thing Friday morning at about 5 after 8 in the morning Pacific Standard Time, the Dow is off, you know, a little over 200 points. I'll bet you at the end of the day, you know, we kind of get back up to somewhere around even again, don't you think?
No. Of course, we'll find out in a few hours whether you're right or I'm right. But I think the risk is we're going to have the same thing happen today that we did yesterday. Should the market bounce? Yes. We're getting technically oversold. And whether it starts today or next week, I think that the odds are pretty good that we get a counter trend rally where the S&P 500 goes back up to around that 2040 level where it just broke down. But unless there's a major change in the outlook, and I don't think there's going to be, that would be the level where if you didn't already short the market, you'll want to give it some thought.
Chris, how much of this recent fall throughout this week in the conventional markets is due to domestic concerns, and how much is due to what's been happening in the Chinese market as well as the weakness in Europe? Is it a perfect storm, or is one having a bigger impact on investors' mentalities, do you think?
I think it's primarily the overseas things, Corey. An interesting thing to look at, kind of a microcosm of what is really bedeviling traders right now and giving people a lot more worries. You go back to Wednesday when the Fed released the minutes of the last FOMC meeting. You were down over 200 points on the Dow. Within, I think it was 20 minutes or half an hour, the market ripped higher and got back to near even. And that was because the markets looked at this saying it was, you know, largely a dovish view that the Fed is still hedging its bets. And if there's, you know, maybe they're tilting back away from automatic rate hikes starting in September. And everybody said, oh, goody. But then what happened? The market gave all that gain right back. And at the end of the day, we were down 160 points or so. And it's kind of a microcosm of what I've quipped a couple of times in the past, that in the end, what's going to happen is the markets are going to go from saying, oh, goody, more free money, to, oh, my God, more free money. Because it started to sink into people, I think, after those Fed minutes came out. And looking at what's going on, mostly in China, but look, emerging markets are a disaster right now. You've got currency crises, you've got implosions. $1 trillion in 2015 has exited emerging markets. Look at their currencies, look at interest rates, look at the stock markets there. The markets now are looking at the possibility that, hey, even if the Fed does sit on its hands and doesn't raise rates, is that something that we should really be cheering? Does that say, holy cow, things really are getting lousy with the global economy? And that's what everybody's worried about right now. And so initially, I don't know if even rolling out a new QE program, which is inevitable at some point, is going to change things too dramatically, except, as I've said also in the past, that is what's going to usher in the real moonshot for precious metals and start to turn around some of the other commodities as well. When you see the Fed throw in a towel and say, hey, it's double down on inflate or die.
Chris, I've got to say that I think this selling, I'm kind of along your lines, where a lot of this, I think, is due to what's happening in China and the continued weakness. You bring up a good point about emerging markets. I posted an article early on this week that mentioned 23 nations around the world where the stock markets were crashing. I think that all of this, you can't ignore it when you're a trader looking around and saying everybody else is trying this money printing, they have low interest rates, and it's starting to not work in these countries, and we are all so interconnected that it's just naturally going to trickle down into what is the world's largest economy. And I think the Fed has done almost a good job in keeping it going for as long as they have, but they need to be concerned about these other economies simply because they don't have the power over there and they can't control what's going on. Chris, always appreciate your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back to wrap up the show.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh, boy. Didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, here to wrap up Weekend Edition, we are chatting with Brian Lundin right now. Brian is known, among other things, for being a great analyst when it comes to all of the markets, not just precious metals. He's also known as the, I don't want to say founder, but one of the very original players and now the sole purveyor, for lack of better terms, of what we feel is the greatest investment conference out there, which is the New Orleans Investment Conference. You have just top quality speakers there. World class, for lack of better terms. But we're not going to talk so much about the conference right now. Much more time to do that later, as the conference will be coming up here towards the end of October. But we got a comment from a listener back on Thursday, Brian, basically saying, I'm watching the 2040 level in the S&P. If it breaks, I could see a lot of buying coming into gold as a result. Number one, do you think that's going to break? And number two, do you agree with this fellow's?
It's very close to breaking that today, actually. The S&P actually went negative for the year today. And I think it's 125 stocks now in the S&P 500 are in bear markets, you know, down 20% from their highs. So we have a major stock sell-off in progress right now. We've seen that the equity markets have bounced back periodically, but it's just not getting that kind of bounce that we used to see regularly after these little corrections. It just looks very tired right now. And conversely, the gold market's what's really responding. I think it's a good point, though, that your listener makes, that will the sell-off in equities translate into buying in gold? And I think that's happening. One of the things I just sent out to my alert readers is that it was just a few weeks ago where everything was aligned against gold. You know, we had the big sell-off on July 20th. There wasn't any analyst out there that you could find that was bullish. They're all predicting sub $1,000 gold at any time. And now everything's working for gold. We had the Chinese devaluation sparking a currency war in Asia and the developed nations. Despite the fact that these Asian currencies and developing world currencies are falling, the dollar's dropping against the euro of all things, so the dollar index is dropping as well. We have concerns over the Chinese economy helping to send the U.S. stock markets and really world stock markets on nosedives right now. And the end result of all of that is that investors who were long stocks have to now sell stocks to cover margin calls. When I say investors, I really mean speculators. And those same speculators were net short the gold market to for the first time ever, to a record level, but net short for the first time ever. So they can't sell gold right now to cover margin calls in equities because they're already short gold, and they have to cover those gold shorts because gold's going the other way. So it's a very interesting situation right now in that equities are on one side of the seesaw with gold on the other side, and they're running contracyclically, and gold's being propelled higher and more aggressively so precisely because of the fall off in the equities.
Brian, there's no doubt that August has been a pretty good month for gold after going through a pretty rough start to summer, starting pretty much in June, moving down, breaking a few technical levels. We have managed to retake those technical levels. So I guess my question to you is, given that we are around the 1150 price target right now, can we really jump on the gold bull and think that we will either scream through 1200, 1250, 1300? I know that's a long way up there, but those are some of the numbers that a year ago we used to be talking about as there's no way we could drop below them.
I think we can. I think we've gone up some $30 or more, $30, $35 over just the last 2 days. So it would not be surprising, and it would even be expected to have some bit of profit taking or consolidation over the next day or so. But with that said, looking at the big picture, if you just consider that global financial turmoil is bullish for gold and that it encourages central banks to open up the money spigots, then that general background is positive for gold, and it's precisely what we're seeing right now. I was one of the few, if not the only, people in the camp thinking that a Fed rate hike in September would actually be bullish for gold. It would remove that overhang and be kind of a trigger point for the shorts to cover, you know, kind of a sell the news event. But now that September rate hike is looking less and less likely, and that's helping gold. So from that standpoint, from a Fed policy standpoint, I think gold really can't lose right now. I think either way the Fed goes, in particular in September, is really going to help gold.
Well, I would agree with that. Yeah, and you're answering the next question that I was going to ask, and that's from a listener in the over in England under the moniker of Bob UK, says that the conventional crash that some of you folks are talking about would surely sink all boats, precious metal stocks, gold and silver, oil, everything. And I said I personally believe that the precious metals and the stocks would do just fine. Gary Savage, who is a daily contributor to our show, Brian, actually feels the same way. He's been pretty right on in the past. How would you address Bob's comment?
It's a time frame thing, you know.
Yes, it is.
We saw it 2008 over the short term. Gold is the big piggy bank for all the speculators. And when there's when they need to rob the piggy bank to meet margin calls, you know, gold's the most liquid investment out there. It's traded 24 hours a day around the world, always has value. So we saw that gold would be down 20% one day and up 20% the next day as the buyers rushed in. Again, it's kind of an unusual situation right now with so many of the so much of the managed money out there being short gold that it's hard for them, and with gold going in the other direction, it's hard for them to kind of break open that gold piggy bank right now. You know, you can't add to a losing short position to satisfy a margin call in another market. So, you know, the issue is if everything goes to hell in the handbasket, you're going to have a credit crunch, a liquidity vacuum. And in such a environment, then gold is usually going to suffer immediately as it becomes a source of liquidity, a source of capital. But over the longer term, the response to that situation is governmental easing of money, printing of money, and that it really powers gold higher.
Brian, what I think is playing into a lot of investors' eyes right now is the volatility that has come into pretty much all of the markets, seeing these $15, even $20 moves in gold, plus triple-digit moves consistently in the Dow. All you need to do is look at the volatility index, the VIX, yeah, for the S&P, and that is right now over the 17 level. If we go back, it hasn't been to this point. Well, it got there in July, but other than that, it hasn't been there since the beginning of this year. So I think traders are getting a little bit worried that whatever was in control of these markets is slowly losing this control, and we're starting to see this big divergence between the sell and the buys out there.
I agree, and that's another reason why the Fed rate hike in September is looking more and more unlikely, because the Fed really watches the equity markets, as we know too well. They look at that as a proxy for wealth and a wealth accumulation. So they don't want to see a major sell-off in equities, and they'll do whatever is necessary to prevent that. So, you know, I don't see if this sell-off in the U.S. stock market continues much longer, I don't see the Fed being able to raise rates in September. And they're getting more and more worried about the global economy. I mean, there's a global recession going on right now, and that's going to have an effect on the U.S.
And I think it's already having an effect on the U.S. there, Brian. This was definitely an interesting week. It's going to be interesting to see how next week, the last week in August, plays out. And then we're going to be moving into the tail end of summer. I feel like more and more traders are going to be back at their desk. And who knows if the weakness in the U.S. dollar continues, the weakness in the conventional markets continue. Everybody seems to have this time frame of about 4 weeks from now when the Fed comes out with their next meeting. We all saw the Fed minutes that came out on Wednesday. Those, quite frankly, were from a meeting a month ago, and a lot has changed in that last month. That's why we constantly do our daily editorials and our two-hour weekend show. Everybody, thanks for listening to this weekend's weekend show. We hope you enjoyed it. Please come in, weigh in on our blog, kereport.com.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.